Governor Chris Christie faces a major hurdle in remaking the state Supreme Court today. The Senate Judiciary Committee, which has an 8-4 Democratic majority, will vet his nominees for two open seats on the 7-member court. Christie nominated Bruce Harris, who would become the court's first openly gay member, and Philip Kwan, who would become New Jersey's first Asian-American Supreme Court justice. Yet, as Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio reports, the nominees could be the most contentious in decades.
When it comes to New Jersey State Supreme Court nominees Bruce Harris and Philip Kwan, there's agreement on one thing. It's great that a Republican governor nominated a gay African American and an Asian American, but political consensus ends there.
They've not made a mark for themselves in New Jersey. They've not distinguished themselves as spokesmen or leaders of the public interest.
Frank Askin is a law professor at Rutgers University and director of its Constitutional Law Clinic. He says the New Jersey Supreme Court was once considered among the best in the country, but he believes Harris and Kwan have been chosen because of their politics rather than experience. Harris is a 61-year-old finance attorney who's the Republican mayor of Chatham, a small town in Morris County. Kwan is a well-respected assistant attorney general and former federal prosecutor who once worked under Christie. But little is known about what they believe in. What is known is what Christie wants to do with the state Supreme Court.
He's clearly very ideologically oriented. So Christie is certainly trying to create a court in his own image.
One of these openings exists because, in an unprecedented move, the governor refused to reappoint Justice John Wallace in 2010, a Democrat and the court's only African American. The second seat is being vacated by the mandatory retirement of Virginia Long, another Democrat. Christie has made it clear he wants a court that would repeal two landmark decisions: Abbott, which requires wealthy suburbs to share the burden of funding low-income urban schools, and Mount Laurel, which requires all towns to have a certain amount of affordable housing. That's left many Democrats suspicious of Christie's choices for the court. But Gerald Cardinale, the leading Republican on the Judiciary Committee, openly admits he wants Abbott and Mount Laurel overturned.
I believe, and this is no secret, that many people in New Jersey believe that our court has been tilted very far to the left.
Cardinale says he's interviewed both Harris and Kwan, and he believes they'll leave the lawmaking to the legislature rather than break new ground.
And breaking new ground, as they explain it, sounds to me like they're making new laws.
At the heart of contention is that Christie is replacing two Democrats with one registered Republican, Harris, and one who Christie described as independent. Kwan was registered as a Republican in New York until he moved to New Jersey last year, and then registered without any affiliation. That bothers Dina Matola-Jaborski of New Jersey Citizen Action.
We think that's a political posture that either he or the governor is making, or a combination, and that's unacceptable. That's not the level of integrity you want in a Supreme Court justice. You just want honesty from somebody who's in that position.
For decades, New Jersey governors have followed an unwritten rule that the court should not be skewed in favor of either party. But Askin, the law professor, says Christie is maintaining a long tradition of skirting the party affiliation rule, which extends down to lower courts as well.
Democrats in Hudson County would register as Republicans so they could get appointed as a Republican appointee to the Superior Court. It's an old trick. It's been going on for a long time in New Jersey. There's nothing new about it. There it is.
The Judiciary Committee hearings begin at 10:30 today, and Harris and Kwan are expected to field some tough questions from Democratic members about their politics, their legal experience, and whether they're moderate enough to serve the wide spectrum of New Jersey residents. If approved by the committee, the nominees would move on to a vote by the full Senate. For WNYC, I'm Nancy Solomon.